This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 99thegame.com on this Saturday morning. Good Saturday morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Yep. Look at you. Look at you. Sam Crenshaw, Dive Flows up in the Kia Studios. Greg, we're not sure where he is, but I got somebody in studio with me this morning that I am so excited about. Garrett Chapman is here this morning. First of all, he's awake. And he's here with us this morning. Garrett, what's up,
that's
man?
That's the second time you've said that. It feels like it's kind of a low bar. But you know what?
No, it's not.
Awake and present, that's half the battle, right?
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
half the battle. We're having fun. We're having a great time. We've honestly, I've already had a lot of fun just like the 30, 45 minutes we've been in studio just hanging out here, yeah, just getting ready for the show. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun. And obviously, man, you know, to be here with you, and I'm so glad you had time and felt like coming in and hanging out with me this morning.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Mike offered, gave me the opportunity. I said, Sam Crenshaw. Yeah,
come
absolutely.
Come and hang out with that lowlife.
Hey.
Anyway, we're opening the first day of a new month. March is here, and hopefully we're getting closer and closer to real spring. It has felt like spring outside, and people say it's not. But it's golfing weather
right now.
Man, that is good.
Golf,
you say golf, I say tennis.
Hey, exactly.
You know, it's good weather to get outside.
Tomato, tomato. Potato, potato. It's beautiful.
It's been fantastic weather. I shudder to think that we may still have a little shot of cold stuff still before we get the final spring.
I saw one of the newscasters, or a meteorologist, I think for Atlanta News First, she tweeted that the pollen is incoming.
Really?
And that winter is officially behind us.
Really?
Yeah. Punxsutawney Phil said there were six more weeks of winter, but right. I think he might have been lying to us.
I don't know.
You never know.
A couple of weeks ago, felt like he was on target, man.
Yeah, sure
Boy,
did.
Boy, the bottom fell out, and I was like, man, that doggone groundhog. He's doing that. Oh, but we're here starting the day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, Atlanta United will play later today. And you got the start times right there in front of you, right? What time we're going to have?
Yeah, we got pregame for Atlanta United. They're up with the, let's call it the I-85 Derby.
How about that?
Southern Rivalry. I don't know. But it's Atlanta United at Charlotte. Pregame starting at 1 o'clock. Abe Gordon's going to get you taken care of. And then we got a kickoff at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. And we're going to check in with Jason Longshore before we're done this morning and hear about the team. Of course, impressive start to the season last week.
Were you at that game?
No, I didn't get a chance to make it. That's why I watched it, though.
Ooh, yeah. I had a chance to go and sit in those stands. The energy of Atlanta United matches, it just feels like it's back.
Yeah.
You know what? I did a lot with the pregame and postgame coverage last year, so I wasn't in the stands as much, but I was at every game, and I was covering every game, obviously. So it felt a little different last year. I mean, the energy at the beginning of the season was a little bit, it was tentative, I would say. This last weekend, it was full steam ahead.
Yeah.
It was absolutely full steam ahead. Everybody was into it. Everybody was there. Everybody was ready to go. And it wasn't just because it was a home opener. It's because of the guys on the field. I mean, you have the speed and the athleticism. Mickey's back.
Yeah.
People love that.
How about that?
They got some speed at the top with Latte Lot.
We had a double latte.
He's a beast. They got the double latte at the Braves.
Double latte last.
And look, the defending leaves a lot to be desired as of right now, but it's also you have three fullbacks who are injured right now.
Yep.
And, I mean, Luis Abram, Derek Williams, they've been dealing with some stuff. So, I mean, look, this team's going to be a lot of fun to follow this year. So if you have a chance to go down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and check this team out, do it for yourself. Do yourself a favor and get yourself down there. Have a beer. Enjoy yourself. It's a great time.
Yeah. And to me, this kind of started at the end of last season when all of a sudden they got it figured out and they made their way into the playoffs and they knock off Miami. And, you know, I talked with Jason. I said, it made us believe again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just what they did. We would like to have seen that all season long last year, but look at what that team went through. The players leaving, change with the coach. I mean, there's so much that happened. And in the front office. I mean, there were departures all over the place, yet this team made it to the playoffs and knocked off the team that finished with the best record in the league for the regular season. So, yeah, it raised a level of expectation and just made people believe, recaptured some of that feeling from the early years of the team here.
Yeah, it's something about controversy, you know, and you talk about going through the fire and it brings teams together, and that core of the team, for the most part, is still here. You know, Brad Guzan still in the back, Stian Gregersen, Bartosz Cilic, Sabo Lobjanice, Alexei Marinchuk. Those are still guys who are a part of this core.
Right.
And they're still here. It's just you added a lot of talent that you desperately needed. Like, you needed another winger. And you got Mikel Almiron.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest upgrades that you could have possibly hoped for. This team had two backup, maybe tertiary strikers on this roster. You go to Latte Lot. This team is all the way set up for success. And they're going to be a lot of fun. They're going to score a lot of goals. A lot of goals, and that's really what people want to pay money to go see. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely, and to have a good time, and just like you said, the whole vibe when you get there is like remarkable.
And it's only going to get better,
right?
And that's the thing; it's still, I mean, like, it's only going to improve as the years go on or the weeks go on, right? Assuming that this team just continues to improve. Like, if we saw what we did last week up in Charlotte,
be a party, but I want to see what kind of crowd they have in Charlotte there, because you know they took our record. They took our record for attendance, for one game attendance. We owned the attendance, one game attendance record for MLS, and they got a bigger place. They seat more people in their stadium, and so they put the two or three or four more people in so they could have the record and take that away from us.
Yeah,
so,
they opened up the top. I know that for this week, but I don't know if they're gonna.
They won't do it. They won't do it.
I think they're looking at about like 55,000 from what I saw on social media. I mean, take that with a grain of salt, I guess. But we'll see.
But that was the thing when they first opened, when they first landed that franchise up there. Their thing was to top Atlanta. Yeah, how about that, right?
Hey, little brother, right?
Atlanta influences everything, right?
Exactly.
Glad you're with us on this Saturday morning, Sam Crenshaw. I got Garrett Chapman and got Noel other side of the glass, folks. You know,
good morning.
And there's the good morning, man. Didn't take long to get it today. We got 8 minutes in. We got the good morning.
How we doing today, fellas?
Doing great. How about you?
Pretty good. You know, I noticed yesterday, talking about Atlanta and Charlotte and this would-be, wannabe rivalry, there was a whole lot of energy coming from the Charlotte side. You know, their media team was, you know, all... You know, let's make it a rivalry and let's beat Atlanta. And they had the record up there, and I didn't see that much energy on our side of it. And with that said, let's have a great match up there in Charlotte today.
Yeah, let's go wear them out. Right, I heard from someone that works in radio up there too. Say, are you coming up, man? I said, no, I'm not going to come up this time. You know, but the fellas, my representatives would take care of business. Up there.
Hey, I mean, I kind of like that MLS has done this though. They've started adding a little bit of local intrigue with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just part of the progression of the sport, you know? Like, Nashville's got a team. I felt like that was kind of a rivalry for a little bit. Orlando was really the rival for a long time.
Yeah.
I never think that Nashville really usurped Orlando in that sort of sphere. And even though we, like, kind of just beat up on Orlando constantly.
Right.
Like, it took them years before they actually beat us. It never, I mean, it, it The one with Charlotte just seemed to immediately jump to the forefront for me.
Yeah, because it already has that sprinkle of Panthers Falcons, right?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, both teams, same colors, really. So, same owner. True. So, you're going in with that same type of rivalry energy. Like, they, you know, they're adding on, you know, beating us at the end of the season. Like, they're sprinkling that, a little bit of that onto this and trying to make it a thing, you know, which, you know, I think is a good thing in the long run, because that's a little bit of what we've been saying, that the W is missing. Like, Atlanta doesn't really have a close rival unless you count the Wings, right? So if you could get a team in like New Orleans or Tennessee or somewhere in that area, you know, now we have a chance to really, you know, get something spicy going.
You need something. You need controversy.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that happened with this Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like all that stuff that was going on with the WNBA. But it's controversy.
Yeah, people, you need a little spiciness.
Love controversy.
Yeah, we love drama.
It sells. Drama sells. That's why Bravo has so many housewife shows.
Yeah, we love it. I mean, the kid completely changed their channel, right?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, so with us already having kind of an 85 thing that wants to start up, people want to do it, it is kind of a thing. It makes it easier to add that onto this MLS thing and really get it going. So, and I think that's actually been great for Charlotte. It gave their franchise really a jump start.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And plus, it's a place we're familiar with, the same stadium. We used to go in there for games with the Panthers. There's also, we got a little NBA rival with that, too. I don't know if that's as intense, you know, but, I mean, Charlotte does have a team. I wish.
They have a team.
I wish. They have a team.
Charlotte has a team.
And they're the closest ones to us. I always wish that we could have a rivalry with Memphis when it came to the NBA.
I wish. I feel like that would make a little bit more sense,
We only play those
too.
Guys twice a year, and I'm like, man, they're right up the road over there, and to me, it would be so cool.
They don't belong
cool.
in the West.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is.
The team in Western Tennessee is – let's put them in the Western Conference and play Portland.
They're on this side of the river. They're on this side of the river. They were on the west side of the river. Okay, put them in West Memphis. But no, you got them on. So it would have been Arkansas. No, they're on this side of the river, right?
Strange.
You know, that makes sense, folks. We're going to talk some basketball real soon. Caleb Johnson's going to join us and talk what's up with these Atlanta Hawks. My goodness, since the All-Star break, seems like they can't pull one out. They can go out and compete, but in the end, you always see what's happening. Last night, they're playing against one of the league's best in OKC, 135-119, the final. And, you know, it's been kind of hard to watch. Because, you know, initially after the trade deadline, players came in and seemed to make an impact. And I'm saying, okay, I wasn't crazy about these trades. But these guys are going to come in and we're going to play. And then after the All-Star break, we're having trouble regrouping that.
Yeah, and look, it doesn't help when the Thunder just all of a sudden start unloading three-pointers. And look, you it just shows that you're just not the class. This is the class of the NBA right now. I mean, this is a team that's right up there as the best of the upper echelon of the sport right now. And it's very clear that we don't have that extra gear right now. And look, you lose Jalen Johnson and expectations can't exactly be super high.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what are we going to do? We're not going to jump up and take a 5 seed. We might be able to jump up and take a 6 seed
if we get on a roll.
We got to get on a roll, but Detroit's also on a roll. And I don't think Detroit's going to slow down anytime soon. They're a young team playing with a lot of confidence with Cade Cunningham and company, and I don't think that they're going to falter. You would need them to do that at this point.
Yep.
You're a playing team. That's just who you are.
Yep.
Miami
got a win last night. They beat Indiana. So they're playing pretty well to try to stay in there, try to compete for that 6th spot as well. So you're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see what happens, and we'll see what Caleb Johnson has to say, because he is going to join us next. Going to talk some Hawks basketball with us. We're going to go up and take a look at the combine, what's happening there. Brooks Austin going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Tim Scarborough going to talk some college basketball and what a season it has been in the Southeastern Conference. Who saw that coming? Who saw the SEC just being the dominant team in the dominant conference?
Yeah. But this good?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then in the 10 o'clock hour, Jason Longshore. So much ground to cover. We're just getting started. You stay with us, Sam, Garrett, and Noel, other side of the glass, on this Saturday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. 9 floors up in the Kia Studios on a Saturday morning. I got Sam Crenshaw, I got Garrett Chapman, and hey.
Let's go, man. It's a Fallout Boy.
You know what I mean? It was a great Saturday morning. Sunrise. That looked like a little bit of clouds. There wasn't a cloud in the sky yesterday.
Oh, it's so beautiful today. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Fantastic, fantastic. Glad you're spending some of the first Saturday of the month of March with us on this Saturday morning. Of course, last night the Hawks were in action. Had one of the top teams in the league in town, and you knew it was going to be an uphill struggle. So the team goes out and they battles, but they come up short last night. And someone who's been keeping an eye on this team and maybe hopefully they'll give us some hope here, because there's still a lot of basketball to be played, still some time for this team to really get on a roll and regroup and improve their playoff status, postseason status. Caleb Johnson keeps an eye on things for us at 92.9 The Game and joins us now. Caleb, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Caleb, hey man, so look, Onyeka Okongwu, I would say he's come on pretty strong here since the Clint Capella injury. He has another big performance last night. What is the outlook for this team? Just talking down to the front court as we move forward.
Yeah, you know, Garrett, I got to be honest with you. I have been wrong about Onyeka Okongwu, especially like this second half of the season. I mean, it was around the time that they made the change that I thought, you know, it feels like Onyeka just is not working out with this team. And I don't mean like he was just completely void of talent. I just mean that I didn't see him overtaking that starting center spot
and really running with it. It felt like whenever he was playing those backup center minutes, that he was just constantly being taken advantage of for, you know, lack of size, and had great rebounding, but just never was on a consistent basis scoring. And so there was just so many up and down things with him that I thought, you know, I don't know that I see long-term plans for Onyeka Okongwu as the Hawks starting center. And then that New York game happened, and they just up and decide on MLK Day, hey, we're going to make Onyeka our starting center moving forward. And it was like, oh boy, here we go. And now the Hawks were losing during that stretch there, and a lot of people, I think, were wrongly blaming him, because I think that is when the seven-game losing streak began against that New York team. However, it was not because of Onyeka Okongwu. I thought he was playing some really great basketball and surprisingly some consistent basketball, which is just not something that like I said, that he'd been doing. But you know, when you're getting 19 points and 12 rebounds and, you know, kind of bouncing between there, and then you have, you know, 30-point nights and 12 rebounds, like stuff like that going on. And obviously last night, what was it, 23 points, I think, and, you know, 13 rebounds, something like that. It's just you are seeing him play against some of the best competition on a consistent basis, where he is really getting down in the paint, especially on the defensive side of the glass. And I think, you know, he's not necessarily Clint, where Clint and Trey had that pick and roll just figured out pretty perfectly. But I think he is getting there. And I think this offense as a whole, honestly, outside of, if I remember, outside of Monday when they were held under 100 points, like they're scoring a bunch lately. You know, obviously 119 last night against Detroit. You had what, 143? Like they're scoring points right now. It's just their defense is not doing a consistent enough job to keep up with their offense. And it's honestly a real shame, because their defense had been such a high point for them for a lot of the season. It just seems to be that they're having way too many breakdowns as of late. And they did so against, you know, the best defensive team in the NBA last night against OKC, and that's how you end up losing by 16.
Yep, folks, spending time at 24.com hotline with Caleb Johnson this morning. And he is social. You can always find him at ATLJohnson18 at ATLJohnson18. I don't know if that shook up Gary when I did it, but I always do the he is social. What happened on this? Mention that you're social.
Of course.
Okongwu last night, 23 points, 13 rebounds. Obviously, that's great. You know, Zach Richardson, and you know what? We're just going to live and die with him, because, you know, you got to play him. Some nights you're going to get something fantastic. I mean, he's on the job right now. He's on the job training. Some nights you've seen him get it. Sometimes it's more difficult. But what do you see as far as his efforts and things, and as far as his growth goes?
Yes, Sam. You know, he's a one where I think people just get really impatient with him. And I do have to admit that you can find out who's actually watching Hawks games by how they talk about Zachary Richardson. Because if they're just box score hunting, then they're going to be like, you know, I don't know about this kid, Zachary Richardson. He's not playing like a number one overall pick. And, you know, you can kind of bounce around that whole thing. But in the month of February, he's been averaging somewhere around like 13 points, 4 rebounds a game, which, you know, for a rookie are great numbers. Like, he is, I think, playing really well. That offense is what's really kind of coming along for him and catching up with what had been a really strong defensive performance. Now, he had some lulls in the middle of the season, and I remember I asked him at one point of, like, how are you handling the season? And he kind of looked at me and you know, it was almost like an out-of-breath look of, like, man, this is a long season. because this is the most basketball he'd ever played in his career. And that's still true at this point. So I think he's going to have lulls, as every rookie does. But to have another night like he did, you know, last night, 12 points, 9 rebounds, you know, 1 rebound shy of a double-double, those are numbers you will absolutely take every single night. And I think it's just the most difficult thing for him is what is true for a lot of Hawks players, which is, you know, we really need this team to get to an age point where they can no longer count on their parents' insurance. And for a guy like Zach, he's 19. And so that's going to be quite some time before he's, you know, technically, quote-unquote, can't be legally counted on his parents' insurance. But that is to say, these guys are going to quite literally grow into their bodies and become, you know, stronger, more physical, smarter about the game. And some things you just can't rush. It just takes experience. And Zachary Risacher is a big part of that. It's just going to take some time.
Caleb, you talk about growth and development. That's basically going to be the mantra for the second – well, I guess not really the second half. This post-All-Star game portion of the season. And that's just kind of where this team is right now, right? And so after the All-Star break, this team goes 3-1. Since then, since the All-Star break, it's 1-4. Not quite so great. Was that just a flash in the pan? Can we expect kind of flashes like that coming down the stretch? Or what are you looking at for this team just in terms of wins and losses?
I mean, I think it's easy to point out the losses, but it's one of those things you have to look at. Who are they playing? The Detroit Pistons are no longer a team you can just sleep on. The Orlando Magic, well, I've been screaming from the rooftops that the officials 100% affected the outcome of that game, and they called it in a way in which Atlanta had no shot, and the Hawks also shot the ball poorly in that one. The Miami loss on Wednesday, yeah, that's something that you can't have because that's a team that's competing right there with you, but they just had an insanely hot shooting night. OKC, that's a game where you go, yeah, that makes sense. That's the number one team in the West, and that's why I say, like, their schedule isn't exactly in a friendly, you know, kind of helping them out sort of thing, because you have Memphis on Monday. You follow it up with Milwaukee and a couple against Indiana. Those Indiana ones you absolutely need to get, and I think you can. And then what I'm trying to remember, I think it's like Philly and Charlotte after that. And it kind of goes on from there. But that's all to say, like, they've had some really tough competition in here as of late, and I think they'll have some easier stretches coming up, you know, later in March, maybe like the second and third week in March, where they can pick up some wins. But I wouldn't judge them too harshly on the losses they've had right after the All-Star break and compare those to before the All-Star break, because I just think it's a level of competition. And The big thing, and Quinn Snyder said this last night, is we're trying to fix the little details, and sometimes that's difficult when you have new guys who are playing bigger roles, and that's Caris LeVert, George Niang, and Terrence Mann. You know, they're playing some big roles on this team, and sometimes that chemistry with teammates isn't always perfect.
Yep. You mentioned the games coming up, and also some home games. Remember, this team has been playing so many games on the road, right? But they got a big string of home games coming in. Hopefully that's a chance. You got a home and home back-to-back against Indiana's coming up. Indiana, if you got Philadelphia, Charlotte, and the Clippers, and just in order. So that's a great time
you'll get to see Bogey Bogdanovich come back and face off against the Hawks for that Clippers game. But it's 6 straight home games after Monday, after they go to Memphis on Monday, 6 straight home games for the Hawks. So busy time for me and others who cover this team, but it'll be good for them to be at home and hopefully get some consistency.
Caleb, are there any legs to this Joel Embiid thing? I know that people are talking about potentially the Hawks being interested in him. I mean, I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't want to have. Yep. I don't want to be anywhere close to Joel Embiid, if I'm being completely honest. But this is – it also opens up another topic here. It's the fact that this team might actually have a little bit of roster flexibility moving into next year, courtesy of some of these moves that were made?
Yeah, Garrett, I will to give you the short answer, as Andy Bunker was talking about this, him and Randy were talking about this earlier this week. I believe it was Thursday, Wednesday, because I'm looking back at my text messages. I sent Andy, it was just a screenshot of Joel Embiid's future contract numbers, and I said, no, LOL. That is to say, Joel Embiid is owed $59 million in 2026. He's owed $64 in 2027 and $69 in 2028. So what you're saying, in order to for Joel Embiid, you're trading for those numbers, or you're assuming that Philly is going to cut him, which I just don't in any which way seeing that happen. Those are the kinds of numbers, because of these aprons that the NBA has introduced. Those are the kind of numbers that makes it to where you're trading Trae Young to go get an injured Joel Embiid in that scenario. I just never in any way see it happen. So it's not to say that the Sixers can't cut him and that the Hawks take a flyer just because, hey, he is, you know, he has had that potential in the past. I think he's somewhat of a headache in the locker room, or can be at times, can be a selfish guy. And so I think all of those things, you know, the injury, the money, the locker room type of person that Joel Embiid is, I think doesn't fit the quote-unquote Hawks DNA that the Hawks want to go for. So even though I think they have, what, the second-best odds to get him next season, I really don't see it happening, which maybe points to it's absolutely going to happen. You know, who knows?
Don't say that. Don't say that, man. Well, Caleb, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and giving us some hope for this Hawks team. Let's see if they can go up to Memphis and play well, and then they got this string of home games. We look forward to seeing you down at State Farm.
All right, sounds good, guys. You have a good show and a good weekend.
All right, that is Caleb Johnson. Keeps an eye on all things Hawks for us here at 92.9 The Game. Great to have him join us to talk about the team. All right, there's another team that's in action right now down in Florida. Spring training is going on. Braves are in the exhibition season. Some things up, some things down. Some pitching we want to see. Obviously, the starting rotation, trying to establish that to start the season. We're going to talk about that when you stay with us, Sam Garrett, on this Saturday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Garrett.
Hey-o.
And we don't know where Greg is this morning. I don't know. We always say he's at Bucky's.
At Bucky's? Not Johnny's Hideaway?
No, man. He's at Bucky's. He's showing up for the brisket.
Hey, there you go.
What he's doing. Man, I got to say this. I got to say this right now. Hanging out with this guy is cool. And Garrett, I got to say this sincerely. You hear this guy on all times of day and night around here, because he plugs himself in so many different capacities. He wears so many different hats, and you do it so well, man. And
I appreciate
it's been cool
you.
To watch you do this and watch you grow. And that's
I appreciate you, man.
You know
I
what I mean?
I appreciate you. I'm really just trying to be like you, Sam Crenshaw.
No, I don't know if you want to be like me. You want to be better. You want to be better than that. But just watching you grow and doing the things that you do, and obviously Friday nights with the High School Scoreboard Show, you've been one of the
we
staples.
We had fun
one
last year, didn't we?
Yeah, man.
We had a lot of fun.
You know. And it's always like, and you know what, we had some Friday nights with the Hawks games that we didn't get a chance to do our usual what we get to do. But when we get to do it, to me, it's the best around, and people love it, and you're a big part of it. And it seems like every time we come to you a day, something breaks loose in the background. We don't know why. We don't know how you time that, how you time that just right. You're impeccable. And right when you're there.
It's crazy.
Always.
It's crazy, too. I mean, because it feels like that. Like, once a week, it seems like we're doing an update or something, and, like, the game just gets back underway, and they break off a kick return for a touchdown.
Yep.
That has happened.
Yeah.
With me doing a report.
Right.
I think it was Meadow Creek and North Gwinnett when that game ended. It was, like, 65-57 was the final score in that
yep.
one. But it felt like there was a whoo, 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 back and forth.
Right.
And I'm just, every time I do an update, I'm like, I got to send this over to him. And there's another touchdown in front of me. I'm like, this is insane.
Shout out to Chris Parker.
Yeah, of course.
Coach is doing some up in Pickens, and he's got a big smile on his face, because both the boys and girls basketball teams had great sets, phenomenal seasons up there.
Good.
Up that way. So we'd love to keep in touch with him. But yeah, we're here in the studio. He says, "What's Garrett going to have for us next?"
We're just having fun, man. Like, that's the thing. And you talk about the high school football scene this year. It was so much fun covering these teams. And Milton.
Yeah.
How about that? I said it then, and I heard you guys talking about it. I crowned them a little bit too early after they won their semifinal matchup. But it was the best high school football team I've ever seen. I've pounded the table for that here ever since then. And, like, that team was special. Yeah. And it looks like they're retooling. It looks like they might have another good team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll watch and see what happens with them up there because they're a strong program. They put themselves on the map, finished in most of the national rankings as number two in the country. We'll watch for that. We're supposed to be talking Braves. We're talking some baseball here.
We got time.
You are right.
We got time.
This Braves baseball team has some things that they need to uncover during the spring. They want to see some success and get some people emerging for the starting rotation. I think that's the main question we want to see with this team.
Yeah, and Bryce Elder made a start yesterday. He finishes with two and two-thirds innings pitched, four hits, a walk, two runs, and two strikeouts. And look, it's up and down. It's kind of what we've come to expect from Bryce Elder. I'm not going to draw too many conclusions from this. Not necessarily him or anybody else. Ian Anderson, he struggled in his first debut, his debut for the for spring training. And look, this is a team that I think has expectations of winning a World Series. They haven't talked about that outright. In fact, I've said that their expectation, their goal for this season isn't to win a title. It isn't even to win the National League East division title. It's just to stay healthy. You know, that just needs to be their goal because this team is very good. When they are healthy, they are the class of the National League. And I'm including the Dodgers in that.
Okay.
This is how good this team could be. We saw what they were in 2023, and I don't think that the lineup is going to return to that level of dominance. I don't think that they're going to be able to hit the ball that well. That was an anomaly season. That was the best lineup in the history of baseball. And they still flamed out in the first round or the divisional series.
Yeah, how about that?
Right? It's baseball. But if this team stays healthy, Ronald Acuña comes back and he doesn't deal with a lot of the lingering problems that he did back when he tore his ACL the first time, then I think this team has very high expectations. The rotation is the one thing, to your point, that could hold this team back. I need to see somebody stand out. I haven't seen that guy yet.
Yeah, and that's what we're watching for during the spring, is someone to really step out and show until Spencer Strider gets back. We've been encouraged what we've seen, the video we've seen of him throwing. That's great, you know, that he seems to be maybe a little ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. But, like, you don't want to rush that because you know you want this guy for the whole season, and even if you have to wait a few weeks into the regular season before you put him out there, I don't mind doing that. But I'm with you. I want to see some other people emerge. You want to see Ian Anderson. You want to see Bryce Elder. You want to see Smith Schaller, swelling back. You want to see some of those guys step forward and really take hold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, win down one of those starting spots.
Yeah, I just don't know who that team's going to be, that guy's going to be for this team yet. And I think Spencer Strider, my outlook is still pretty positive on him. I think it was a brace injury, so it's not a brace surgery, I should say. It wasn't exactly a Tommy John, so the timeline accelerates just a little bit. He shouldn't have quite the issue coming back. And I think after talking to Alex Anthopoulos on the Steakhouse, I think it was about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago now, he's pretty optimistic about it. And he says there's a maximum of like 30 days after he gets his rehabilitation start, which, I mean, he's going to get one as soon as the season kicks off, end of March. It makes me feel optimistic that he's going to be back before the start of May. And, I mean, I'm basing that off of gut feeling, you know, but at the end of the day, like, this team is going to be so much better if he's in this rotation. He's a Cy Young quality pitcher.
Yep.
Chris. I mean, look, this guy is a high-level dude. And if you add an arm like that, and then you go and add a Ronald Acuña, that after about a month of baseball, you're getting into those dog days of summer where you're starting to get out of like that early season jitters, and you're settling into routine, and then, bam, you add in trade deadline quality players.
Right.
Where it would reshape an entire roster. That's going to change the mindset of this team, and it's going to give them some life early on in the season. I'm very excited about this team.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm curious and excited to see Profar and what he does out in the outfield until Ronald Acuña comes in there. It's going to be a faster outfield. I think we're going to be very productive with him and be able to do some great things. Also, with, of course, with our hometown talent, Michael Harris II, you want to see him pick up where he left off at the end of last season. He was carrying the team practically at the end of last season. So if he can pick up where he left off, and I remember talking with him before he left for spring training, and he was saying, yeah, it was pretty hot there, wasn't it? I said, yeah, you were, you know, you know. At the end of the season, you want to see him pick up and do that. And obviously from the defensive end as well. That's the other thing you talk about this team. We love to talk about the bats and the productivity, but also defensively what this team does. And when they're at their best, this infield also has been pretty airtight. That's one of the also the things you talked about the team from 2023 and how successful they were. That infield, man.
It's yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude. Not even water could find a leak in that infield last week. Two years ago, this is also a unit. I mean, you talk about Orlando Arcia at shortstop. Yeah, his bat leaves a little bit to be desired at times, but between him and Ozzie Albies, that's as dynamic a duo at second base and shortstop as there is in baseball. And then Austin Riley has turned into this Gold Glove level third baseman.
Mm-hmm.
He may or may not win one, at least since Nolan Arenado plays baseball. He may struggle to win one. But look, and then you have Matt Olson at first base, who's got a quality glove too. So look, this group is not going to let anything go. And then you have your defensive outfield with Yrieksen Profar as a solid defender, but Michael Harris, he covers up a lot of cracks.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been the best prospect to come through at the center field position defensively since Andrew Jones.
Yeah, and that's a lot of pressure to put on somebody.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about other guys who have come up to the ranks at center field and were strong defenders, but Michael Harris quickly quelled all of those conversation topics, and there's a reason they locked him up as young as he did, as young as he is. You know, this is a guy who developed very well, and I think not having the pressure of hitting in that leadoff spot is going to serve him pretty well. Yrieksen Profar coming in here, who his numbers in the leadoff spot, he had to get 81 games or something.
So that's where you're going to put him? That's where you're going to put him?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he holds that spot when Ronald Acuna comes back.
Whoa.
It would not surprise me.
That's been Acuna's spot now.
Well, I mean, if you have a leadoff guy in Yrieksen Profar who can, I mean, when he was in that leadoff spot, he was on base percentage of like 450
right.
or something. Mm-hmm. Fine. Check. Sign me up. That's fantastic because that changes the dynamic of your lineup, right? And so you get him on base 45% of the time.
Yep.
I'll take that every single day. Plus, that opens up Ronald Acuna to do a little bit more with his bat.
So you're sliding him down to order. Where are you putting Ozzy? Because I've always liked Ozzy as the number two.
I like Ozzy in the five hole.
You're going to move him down?
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of Ronald Acuna hitting in the two spot. And then you get Austin Riley in the three, Matt Olson in the four, Ozzie in the five.
Okay.
Woo, sign me up.
Wow.
Sign me up for that.
Okay.
Because I think that's a group that could really cause a lot of damage. It doesn't put too much pressure on Ronald Acuna, but it still gets his bat into the lineup. I think that makes for some really compelling offense for the Atlanta Braves.
In that case, you drop Harris all the way down to the bottom. You put him in the nine?
I love him in the nine. You get that second leadoff hitter. You get the second leadoff hitter. I think that's just the best way to do it. Orlando Arcia, just trying to hide him for a little bit. Stick him in the 7 or 8 or something like that. Murphy in the 6. Marcelo Zuna, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too.
I mean, look, you got
to put him in a good spot.
You do. He might actually be the 6. Man, they got a lot of good problems.
Yeah.
You got a lot of good problems.
Yep. How about that?
Yeah. That's just where this team is. And look,
and we can't forget about Ozuna because he was the consistent bat throughout the season when everybody else was up and down. He was the model of consistency.
He was the guy.
You're right.
He was the guy. I mean, look, he was the buoy for this team for the first half of the season. A similar way what Ronald Acuna was when back in 2021 before this team really got going in the second half of the season after he got hit after that ACL injury for the first time. And that's what he was for this team last year. And if he can come back and replicate that to some degree, then I think this team is going to be just fine.
Yep. Be just fine. Obviously, Philadelphia will be there to contend with them. And the Mets just throwing money around during the offseason, just throwing cash all over the place once again.
Whatever. I mean,
look, you feel like I feel about the Mets.
The Mets can throw money at whatever they want to. Until the Mets actually win something, I'm not going to pay them any mind. I mean, respectfully, all due respect, not a lot. The Mets have not accomplished a damn thing.
Yeah.
They have won National League pennant, I think, in the last 30 years or whatever. I mean, like, this is not a Maybe it's not that quite that true.
You're making them sound like the Knicks.
Yeah, they might as well be the Knicks.
Yikes!
No, this is a. I mean, look, this is a strong club. They're going to win a lot of games this year. They're going to be a good team, right?
But
they're going to crack at some point. That's just what they do. It's the Mets. You know, I mean, the Phillies, I think the Phillies are going to be strong again this year. I mean, it's going to be contending as one of the best divisions in baseball. But I still view this division as the Braves to lose. I mean, yes, they didn't win last year. That's fine. What did they do the 7 years before that? I mean, this team wins the division. It's what they do. It's in their blood.
Yeah.
It's that's just the Braves' way. You know, once we get to the postseason, different things happen, and we'll see how it goes. But I'm bullish about this team's prospects. They've got some holes. They've got some things that they need to fill in. I think talking about the fifth starter, champagne problems.
Yeah.
Those are champagne problems. You know, that's just kind of where this team is. And I think for this squad, we're in pretty good shape. We're in pretty good shape. I just need to see Orlando Arcia. If he can get up to like a 225 average,
okay,
that's fine.
Yep.
If we get somebody to just hold the line in that fifth spot, we're going to be just fine.
Yep.
I'm pretty optimistic.
And keeping Murphy healthy. My goodness.
Sean Murphy, please don't get hurt on your third swing of the season.
Oof. Yikes. Yep. We can't have that. We
just
can't
stay
have
healthy.
That. Other
just
than
stay
that,
healthy.
Other than that, we said they're playing Toronto today, 105. The Braves are playing Toronto. That's what they're doing down in Florida as they get into this full month of March. And at the end of they'll be ready to break camp, man. Come up and start playing them for real. But that is what's happening today with the Braves down in Florida. All right, we're headed for the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to go over some local things and get you set for this is semifinal or Final Four weekend for the state high school basketball championships. We're going to go down some of those things and talk some college hoops as well when you stay with us. And in 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk combine and talk what's happening up in Indianapolis. With some of the players from the University of Georgia. You stay with us for that and more on this Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.